I hired the Heroes of Stone Tree Broadcasting to check out the adventuring hotspots, to clear them of the death energy that could potentially be used by a necromancer to become a lich. But they actually couldn't make it to all the sites. For example, when I mentioned checking the lair of Greenscale the Dragon, this is what Alias said.
Oh, no!
And since she was with the rest of the party, well, someone else had to go and talk to Greenscale. So I did it.
What do you want, little wizard?
Hello, my name is Arenthergald, and I was just wondering if you'd had any necromancers poking around your lair.
Possibly. I don't always ask questions before I start to cook my supper. Why do you ask?
I'm working to stop someone from becoming a lich, which they can do with a large concentration of death energy, which may be found in any place where a lot of adventurers have died. Naturally, I thought of your lair.
Ah, I see. I dislike the smell of death energy. It makes my flame ducts itch. So I have it cleared out twice a year. Fear not, little wizard. If your necromancer comes here, he will find no death energy here. Only death.
There were also the ghoul barrows. Theobor had pretty thoroughly cleaned those out a couple years before, but the thing about enemies that are already dead is they keep coming back like bad coppers. So it wasn't safe exactly, but I had a plan to make the ghouls leave myself and the young initiate I brought to do the ritual there leave us alone.
And you're sure this will work?
I like it.
Oh, we won't be torn apart by ghouls?
I'm fairly certain the ghouls are still terrified of Theobor Bloodaxe. So if they think he's here, I bet we don't see any ghouls at all.
Oh, good.
Deep in the Salburn Desert, a huge pyramid towers over the dunes, the only structure as far as the eye can see. This was not always the case, and Salburn was not always a desert. Long ago, in a forgotten civilization, a young boy became leader of his people. Killed by a jealous relative, and unable to be raised from the dead by clerics, an enormous, glorious tomb was constructed to house the young pharaoh's remains, along with an incredible amount of treasure, grave goods for the afterlife. His mother, a powerful necromancer, driven mad by grief, tried to bring her son back with death magic, and did not find success. The preserved body, wrapped in bandages, rose. Not her son, but an evil inhabiting his corpse, full of hate for all that lived. And to sustain that form, all the life energy and death energy was drained from the surrounding lands for miles and miles. The civilization crumbled, unable to survive, and was buried in the sands over millennia. Adventurers to this day will risk everything to obtain the treasures of that lost civilization, but many, if not all, fall to the mummy's curse.
Yeah, that sounds about right. A little dramatic. Is the mummy really evil?
It drains the life energy from everything in a 100-mile radius? That sounds a bit evil to me.
Yeah, but it isn't doing it on purpose. Measure what it is. Other than that, all it does is murder grave robbers.
I guess so? So do we need to worry about the death energies there?
No. The mummy absorbs all that to sustain itself. So while loads of adventurers die there, the only way to give it the energy would involve destroying the mummy, which seems a bit unlikely.
Good to know. Thanks. And with that, all the adventuring hotspots on Berhalgard were covered. Or at least the biggest ones. The ones that might have enough deaths to power the lich transformation. Unless I was forgetting one. Nah, it's probably fine. Now I just need the Heroes of Stonetree Broadcasting to find Gorobild and make sure he isn't planning a mass sacrifice or something. Easy, right? You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.